All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything. How disappointed were you? First practice, you didn't even last what, 5-10 minutes, and it happens. As I said, because I know how you feel about practices and stuff.
Yeah, I was probably too excited. But you know, that stuff happens sometimes, and you just gotta deal with it and work hard to get back. And that's what I've done. I'm very, very happy to be back on the ice.
How antsy were you to get on the ice these last few days? I mean, we saw you when you got out there. You started zipping around, and just what was it like waiting, I guess?
Yeah, you haven't practiced with the team for a while, and you kind of have been on the outside looking in. It's not so much fun, so I was excited today again. And today was a good practice. I had to work, so it was great. I had a good one.
In April, I mean, Rats, you told us about structure, what this team needed. You know, after a week of camp at this point, what are your thoughts on just, you know, the details that you and your teammates, you know, are executing out there, and just how this has gone so far in a challenging camp with a new coach?
I absolutely love it. You can really see how hard the guys work. We have something really good going on. I mean, the work ethic. We're working really hard off the puck, without the puck. We're doing the little things right, and we're starting off what I think on the right page here. And we just gotta build from doing the right things every single day and work really, really hard. And that's what we're doing right now. And I think it's gonna help us throughout the season too.
What is this trip going to do for you guys? 12 days away, right at the start of the season. And you've got a bunch of new guys. You got a new head coach. How much can this be a bonding moment for these 12 days?
It's going to be good. We're going to have a lot of fun, but also we're going to be able to work really hard these next few days. A lot of people talk about, you know, having a good team bonding trip, but it's also about working hard. They got great facilities over there. It's a little bit bigger ice, so more skating. You know, it's a chance for us to get better, and but also we're gonna have some fun too, obviously. But we're there to prepare for the season.
Rasmus, you obviously haven't been out on the ice for practice the past couple of days, but what have you taken away from the type of guy that Lindyroff is?
He knows what he's doing. I feel like, you know, he's very hard on the guys about the details, about working hard, and doing the little things right. And I love it. You know, that's what you have to do, to have a good start and then, have a good year too. So, you know, he knows what he's doing.
How is it important for you to get your teammates together this summer?
Yeah, it was great. We had a ton of fun. I mean, we're such a good buddies off the ice. So I wanted to skate down in Switzerland. I just asked the guys, whoever wants to come can come. We can have some fun. So it wasn't anything team bonding or whatever. It was just trying to have a fun week, and we're all great buddies, so we want to hang out with each other.
How did you skate together too? Didn't you get worked out together?
Yeah.
I mean, there was work involved too in it too, wasn't there?
Yeah. We had ice every day, workouts every day. It was a summer camp.
How does the way Lindy wants to play, how does his system, his style benefit you personally?
You know, we're trying to play quicker out of our zone. And then you know, that's just makes you have more energy in the ozone, honestly. You just try to keep it simple, and don't try too much. We're trying to get out the zone quick, and then defensively, we're trying to play harder in that front. You know, if it's my game for sure, and you can see the guys on the ice right now. These two games, the defense looks really good. So I think it will do good for all of us.
How much more trust does the defense have in the forwards when you want to activate and go? That somebody's going to cover for you now.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Just by knowing that makes you confident with the puck. But also, like, we're out there to work hard, and we're here to win now. So that's what I'm most excited for.
Did you have faith in Mattias Samuelsson making that shot at the end of practice?
Yeah. No, I did not. No, just kidding. I knew he was going to score that one. So great team player.
Back to your camp in the summer. So it was in Switzerland, and how many of you were there?
I think we were 10 guys.
All Sabres?
No. We had some Swedish guys, some Finnish guys, but I think we were 8 Sabres players or something.
And this is in July, August?
July.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, I have not. So this was... I wanted a good summer. I wanted to work really hard, and I found some ice down in Lausanne. And I wanted good players, and so it was an easy choice to ask my teammates.
And there was an open invitation to whoever?
I mean, the guys I asked, it was very private, but somehow you guys found out. But it was no, it was great. We had a ton of fun.
Maturity. You've gotten more mature each year as you've been here. And with your abilities, I was asking Lindy about this, sometimes if things go wrong, you just feel like you got to put everything on your shoulders and try to get your team out of it. Are you in a more better place now where you know it doesn't have to all fall on your shoulders?
I mean, I try not to think that way. And but, you know, you can really see this camp, everyone is stepping up. Everybody's working hard. Everyone is doing that back check or blocking that shot or whatever. So I don't think we will ever be in that position. I think Lindy's doing a great job by making us do that things. And he's talking a lot about non-negotiables, and those are the things. So we're gonna be fine. It's gonna be a good year.
When you and Tage and Alex and everybody at the end of last season were talking about what you wanted out of the next coach and the accountability and all that, and somebody kind of light a fire under you, has this been kind of lived up to that expectation, what you're looking for?
Yep. Simple answer. You know, it's really good. It's hockey.
What have you noticed just about the way, you know, like Joe said, this is kind of what a lot of you guys wanted, which is easy to say, but what have you noticed about the way guys have bought in now that it's reality, right? And there's a little bit of extra pushing going on and stuff.
The practices are really hard. The games are really hard. You know, Lindy always talks about it's winning is hard, but talking to all the guys around the locker room, everybody loves it. We love working hard. We love the hard practices. We love being tired. You know, it's a really good thing.
We talked about the power play.
Yeah.
Back in April, Seth joined the coaching staff. Lindy's in. I mean, what are your impressions early on of, you know, what you guys can really accomplish on the power play and just how different it's going to look in terms of just work ethic and whatnot?
Yeah, I think power play is the same thing there. You gotta work hard. You gotta work harder than the PK, and I mean, it won't click right away. Obviously, it's gonna take some time. But you know, if we're doing the little things right, eventually it will turn out really good. And I mean, Seth is doing a great job with that too. He's putting a lot of pressure on us. But you know, we have to work hard to stay on that power play. So the accountability is there for sure.
What's the leader from the stuff? I'm sure you crossed paths. He coached a couple of games up here last year. But what, you know, what have you taken away from, you know, working with him early on?
I love it. the way he sees hockey is pretty cool. He knows that, you know, winning is not easy. Same there. He got a lot of experience. He talks a lot about, you know, the details, the working hard. I repeat myself every time, but that's really the focus in the coaching room and also in the locker room. It's we're trying to start from the right page, and Seth is really good at doing that.
When you're talking about the work ethic, are you talking about battles along the walls, or are you talking about in front of the net? You know, what?
Everything, you know, puck battles, box out, back check, forecheck, D needs to have good gap. You know, it's the little stuff without the puck. But then shooting mentality, it's the little things that, you know, eventually wears down the opponent and turn into goals. And, you know, that's how hockey is, in my opinion.
How much have you thought about captaincy?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be myself, trying to work as hard as I can. You know, we're a bunch of great guys in the locker room. A lot of guys can be captains, so I haven't focused on that at all.
What have you noticed about what Malenstein, Lafferty, and Obey-Cubell, like that? What have you noticed about what that line has brought to this team in practices and games?
I'm happy I'm on their team. They can score. They can be really tough on the ice. They can, you know, they forecheck so hard. They create a lot of good chances. They do everything right, in my opinion. They're going to be a key line for us for sure.
You've gone against those guys in the past. Like, what is it like to play against that type of player as a defenseman when you just know they're going to forecheck that way?
You always have it in the back of the head that they are on the ice, and you skate around thinking about it more than you relax and play your game. So it's hard to play against those guys because, you know, you're kind of in your own head when they're on the ice. I don't know how many points or goals they've scored in these two games, but they have a great start.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.